Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is an incredible segment. I've been so looking forward to having this conversation. Many of you have heard me talk about an upcoming event that's happening in Seattle, and I wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity to hear from an incredible individual, Stephen Coe, who is joining me here today. And many of you have heard me talk about Master Coe as an internationally renowned lecturer, trainer, and practitioner of pranic healing. He has taught the art of healing, and today we're going to be speaking with him about what this means and the unlimited possibilities we have, as he has said in his book, to heal with our hands. Master Coe, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Pat. Glad to be here.
Well, let me ask you a question that I ask just about everyone that I interview, and especially someone like yourself who is going across the globe and helping people understand this innate power that they have. Given all that you've done, and I haven't even talked about some of the things you've done, and given what you're doing today, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you personally have had to overcome?
Well, personally, when I go around and teaching, I do notice that a lot of people do not really give themselves enough credit. They don't realize that this chi, this power, this life force, this prana that is all around us is something that they can harness and something that they can use to increase their spirituality. It can be used to improve their health. It can be used to heal relationships. It can also be used to improve their finances. They don't realize that this energy that is so subtle around you can actually, if a person knows how, able to experience it, feel it, and then harness it. And that's what we do when we go around and teach.
You know, is this just a sign of the times? Meaning, is it that the time has come to have this conversation, and that's why people like yourself, Master Coe, are being recognized for the work that you are doing? Or is it because something like pranic healing has come to this place in our culture where it can manifest the kinds of things you've just talked about?
Dr. Pat, I think it's because people are getting more and more evolved. They're raising their consciousness. They're understanding that there is something more in the immaterial world that they can actually sense and feel. And just in their everyday occurrence, they could feel like when somebody's very negative, they could feel something. And they also notice when they're very positive, things start to go well. They have traces here and there. And what I try to do in pranic healing and the other teachings that we do is to be able to actually put it in step-by-step formulas that you and I can actually follow to produce the results consistently.
You just said something that is so important, and boy, you just hit a nerve with me, and that is to produce the results consistently. You know, there are many folks that are out there, and they say, well, I've been studying this for a long time. How important is the practice, and how does the work that you do, especially these upcoming events you're going to have at Seattle Unity Church and East West Bookshop, how are people going to be able to tap into this incredible power that Deepak Chopra talks about?
Well, Dr. Pat, it's very critical that people know the system. Simply because, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
When I first got started on it, I didn't come to it by choice. I was the most skeptical person in the world, but my wife fell and broke her hip bone. And the doctor said it'll take 3.5 months before she can even put weight on it. So I took this same pranic healing class that I'm teaching now from my teacher, Grandmaster Choa Kok Sui. And when I took that, I went ahead and did healing on her, did the technique step by step like a cookbook. In 1 month and 1 week, she was running. And with that, I said, hey, there must be something here, because even with a skeptical mind, if I were to follow a simple formula, it would work. And so then it was explained that in order to do a lot of these things with energy, you need to know the principle, the mechanism that makes it work, the techniques that you and I can just repeat over and over like a cookie cutter, and the different applications. So with this energy, you can actually use it like how to put a shield around you, how to protect yourself from people emotionally unloading on you, how to heal other people and yourself, how to bring down divine energy that your crown, your 11 major chakras can become more active, and you will actually feel this power flowing through you that boosts your vitality. All these things are very, very important that you and I can do step by step so we can keep producing the same results rather than, oh, today I feel this, I'll do that. Tomorrow I feel that. It's actually like a cookbook step-by-step recipe that we can use.
You know, I love what you're talking about for a lot of reasons, because, you know, in this day and age right now, Master Ko, people are claiming to be busy, busy, busy. And so I believe they're longing for, as you said, a step-by-step approach. So that, here it is. This is what you do. This is when you do it. Now, you've got two upcoming events coming on in Seattle. One is East West Bookshop, which is going to be on March 12th, and we're going to have lots more information about that. And then you also have the Seattle Unity Church, which is Thursday, March 13th. Could you tell us a little bit about these events? Because the questions that caught my eye were questions like this. Have you ever felt tired or drained after being in someone's company? What about feeling heavy and nauseous after listening to someone else's problems? Boy, I'll tell you, you think there's nothing we can do about it, but that's not true.
Oh, actually, that's the first night at East West Bookstore. We're going to go through in detail. First of all, what is it that makes a person want to release all this negative emotion from the body? And then from there, if you're the other end, how is it that on your side you could feel this negativity? The good news is, once you recognize it and you know what energy centers it goes to, you can learn how to protect yourself. You can learn how to flush it out of your system. You can, like, if you do a lot of healings, you do counseling, how not to take your patient home with you. And how not to take on their anger, their negativity. And even sometimes when you work on someone doing healing, Reiki, or whatever modality you do, people start experiencing some of the pains or the discomforts of their clients. And in that evening, we'll go through step-by-step how to actually feel this, experience it, and go home with tools they can use. And on the second night at Seattle Unity, we go more on the spiritual practice. We talk about, why is it that people don't have inner peace? Why is it that people have low self-esteem? Why is it that people do not know how to handle life more positively? And a lot of it, interestingly enough, Dr. Pat, they don't realize that a lot of these answers are within their energy system, their chakra system. And if they understood that what energy centers are actually what gives you more self-confidence, what energy centers connect you to the divine, they'll have tools that they can go home feeling very, very empowered.
I have to tell you that this is very exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait till you come. I can't wait till you come to town. I wish you were here right now.
We try.
I know you are. And believe me, you're going all over the world. You know, I want to make sure everyone has the website, because if you go to the website, you're going to see the book, Your Hands Can Heal You. But more importantly, you can check around and look at some of the testimonials that are here by people, as I said, like Deepak, who says, with elegant simplicity and practical wisdom, this book shows you how to harness the healing power that exists in every human being. Now, in addition to that event, Master Ko, you're also going to be at Seattle Unity Church, and this is a little bit different. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing there?
Yeah, the Seattle Unity, it deals with more spirituality. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of people have no direction in life. They don't have any clarity. And what we do in this evening, we'll talk about what is that divine connection, how to have more inner peace. And we actually give out a free self-healing meditation CD that you can take home and use to continue this downpouring of spiritual energy, so you have more inner peace and inner strength. And we also go through in detail how not to react when somebody's emotionally being upset with you. How to be able to stand back and say, okay, this what's happening here is within my control. I can choose to react, or I can choose to be calm and try to fix the situation. So that is the application of a lot of the spiritual teachings that people hear. And Dr. Pat, you probably noticed with this conversation we're having, is a big part of pranic healing is application. How to bring this, you know, spiritual practices, how to take these concepts that you hear in What the Bleep Is and a lot of these great movies, how to take those concepts and actually apply it in your life in a step-by-step formula.
And, you know, let me say this to you. A lot of what has come before, all right, this is what I love about being alive in this day and age. A lot of what has come before has opened the door for us. It's like we were given a key to really step in and believe that there is another way of being. The work you're doing is takes us from that place of awakening, and for those folks that haven't been there, to get them to that place. But more importantly, you're actually putting in people's hands the ability to change their lives. Wow.
Absolutely. Without, you know, all these concepts are good. You know, it allows people to feel uplifted. Hey, there's this concept of attraction. There's this concept of, you know, spiritual connection. But all those are good and interesting. But when you're faced with real life situation, when you wake up Monday morning to start your week, you need something that you can take with you, not just concepts, but actual step-by-step technique. If there's a confrontation at the office, what do you do? If you're feeling with low self-esteem, what do you do? What are the things that you can actually take step-by-step methods to change the situation? And that's what we try to put in people's hands, as she said.
Well, there are a number of folks that knew I was going to be speaking with you today, and they asked me a number of different questions. And I want to ask, and you actually mentioned it, so I want to put them on the table right now.
Sure.
And that is, when we look at Your Hands Can Heal You, the book, and also the website, you know, we're really clear about the fact that we have incredible power, and you guide us through the way to the path of healing. But you mentioned something earlier, and you said that this not only applies to, quote, healing the body, but it also applies to our day-to-day life. It applies to prosperity and abundance techniques. Could you talk about that?
Sure. You know, what people don't realize, whatever manifested on the physical life that we have has already energetically manifested in the inner worlds or the energy worlds. And what we try to do is let you understand, look, for example, when you say relationships, love, this has to do with the heart energy center. When you talk about spirituality, that has to do with the crown center. When you talk about prosperity, abundance, that has to do with the basic center at the lower part of your spine. And a lot of these, you know, during the class and also in the introductory evenings, we teach you how to feel the strength of this energy. Is it alive? Is it strong? Or is it weak? And with that, you're able to see, okay, the heart center is not so strong. That's probably why my relationships are not that good. What is it within me that I can do to change the situation? And then you notice, okay, financially you're not doing so well. You're a little spacey. You cannot focus. Okay, that basic center is a little weak. And you can, in the class, we actually have people scan it with their hands to feel the energy. Hey, it's weak. So what can I do to change it? So as they just make these little steps of changing the energy body, changing the energy centers, they are able to notice the difference in the way they look at the world. They have more confidence. And quite a number of students have made radical changes in their life just by changing this energy system within their body.
I think it's incredible. And, you know, I want to thank you for joining us here today. I know this is the first of many conversations that we're going to have. I want to remind everyone that you can go to the website, www.yourhandscanhealyou.com. But mark your calendar for Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. at East West Books, as well as March 13th, that's Thursday, 7 p.m. at Seattle Unity Church. I know I'm going to be there. Thank you, Master Ko, for joining us here today. I know we're going to be continuing to talk about the work you do and help you get this message out there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. That's wonderful. You know, you're around to help us all.
You're welcome. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. You know, Master Ko, thank you again for joining us here today. I have heard from my friends, people that know you, people that study with you, that the work that you do is profound beyond imagination. And that you are, from what many people have said, you are the real deal. I wanted to ask you, in the journey that you're on and the people that you touch, how can we accelerate the pace of change and the healing process in all aspects of our lives, whether it's financial, whether it's relationship, whether it's business? How can we accelerate this? Because we are in an accelerated society and people want it now.
Well, the easiest thing to do that is to first realize who we really are. A lot of people don't even know that. They're born, they go through life, they just let the waves and the tides just bring them up and down, left and right. They don't really know who they are, so therefore they don't take control of their lives. And what we try to do, at least in my journey, as you mentioned, that my teacher taught me, look, you have to first know who you are. You have to realize that, you know, you are a spiritual being occupying a body. You're, as Wayne Dyer has said, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And by that, you realize the tremendous amount of power, the divine connection that you have. That is the first step. And then from there, to understand that whatever you see physically has already happened in the energy world. And as we try to understand our 11 major centers, what centers control our life, how do we interact with the environment, how do we interact with other people, and then following step-by-step methods, we can accelerate our development, at the same time have a happy and prosperous life.
Yes. You know, Master Kyle, I wanted to ask you this. We have heard, especially in the work that I do, the radio shows that I do, if you can see it, know that it is already done. And yet, I think most people struggle in the how. How, I would love to hear your thoughts on this idea that if you could see it, visualize it, then it is already done.
Well, a part of it is doubt. A lot of people have doubts because, you know, as you said, they don't see it, so they don't know it's there.
I know about sure. Doubt. Believe me, I know a lot about doubt. I gave it a name. I call it crust. I used to be called crusty.
Well, Dr. Pat, that's why I'm the perfect example of this, because when I first started, I had a lot of doubt, and I was very skeptical about everything. You probably might not know this. I come from an engineering background, and I was a strict Southern Baptist to boot. So try to put those two together.
Yeah, believe me, I know. My stepmom was from the South, so you and I, we'll have to talk. We'll have to go have coffee or tea or something, talk about the whole Southern Baptist experience.
That's right. So I walked in really skeptical. I said, but, you know, my wife's hips was broken. I needed something that to speed up the healing, as you said, accelerated. So I said, well, what do I have to lose if I try it? So I went ahead and did the step-by-step methods of how to move the energy, how to get the energy flowing in her hip, and she improved. So my advice to people would be, look, you might not believe it, you might not understand it, but the key is to first experience and try it. And if you're following a step-by-step method that has worked for thousands of people, you will come across, you will come to a point where you understand it and you will believe, and you can say, hey, I've seen this before, so if I can visualize it, I can see it happening, I own it, I can do it. And that's the biggest part, is for people to try and then see the results. And that's the biggest thing, because concepts are interesting, but without physical results, a person will continue to doubt. But if you see results, you say, hey, this thing works, and there's a confidence within you that say, I can repeat this again and again and again.
I love this. I am so eager to have you join us in Seattle, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. You know, as we wrap this up, I wanted to ask you, do you have a personal message for our listeners today? Do you have a tip for them? One way to get them started. Our theme is Get Out of the Gate in 2008. I bet you know a lot about that.
Well, the only thing I have to say is to all the people who are listening, you are more powerful than you think. You're connected to the divine. All you have to do is realize who you really are, and a lot of these tools that are around you, you can harness it to improve your life spiritually, mentally, emotionally, in your relationships, and your finances. It's already there. All you have to do is really recognize it, harness it, and just apply it.
Wow. Thank you, Master Ko. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're going to be chatting again. Again, everyone, I want to mark these down. March 12th at East West and March 13th at Seattle Unity, 7 p.m. You are going to love this. There's no excuse not to go. All right. Thank you, Master Ko. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.